Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, Dagger here, LA, West Coast, all day. And you are calling the dark side. But this right here is the darker this gonna get.
Don't do
Marley
it!
There's too much shit going on.
Don't do it!
Built up and boiled over.
Don't do it!
Now I gotta let it go.
It's
please!
In the trash.
I'm a blind man walking, every step I take is critical. There's no one else identical. Dagger's just too lyrical. I'm cynical, devious, with the bars of a genius. No, I don't got the biggest dick, but bitches loving my penis. If you had it, then I hope you happy. Dagger's gotta lock it down. I call you bitches sleepwalkers. What you mean? They sleep around over here, over there. Let any nigga tap that. That's my only question.
Is it free?
Or do them niggas paying cash? That's for me, I'm getting laughed. Bitches acting funny still. You can fucking party, but can't even pay a phone bill.
You for real?
All your county money, acting mad when you the reason that your son or daughter hungry. You ain't getting nothing from me. Dagger doesn't need the drama. You can't be my girl if you some other niggas, baby. Mama doesn't fit. Must have quit. Dagger doesn't fuck with it. That's just like buying luggage with some other niggas closing it. I know I talk a lot of shit. That's the way that Dagger feels. Other niggas like to lie.
Me?
Rather keep it real. I can cloud a bitch for days in many ways. But here's the truth. You bitches give me ammo. They get mad when I decide
you hear me?
Better duck and cover.
Dagger's here.
I'm holding nothing back. I'm killing every gold digging, crazy stalking ghetto rat. I done played the fool before. Never will I play again. If you don't want me talking shit, then stop the shit you doing. Yeah. Got me laughing too. They claim they true but really fake. Got no respect, they love to hate.
Scared to fight,
bargain tight. Gotta pay to get a date.
That ain't straight.
But you ain't either. Tell the truth. Let them know you just another undercover brother. So
I set you up.
Quit staring at my testicles. You faggot. Ain't no homos here. I will never.
No.
I ain't the Cleveland Cavaliers.
No.
These other niggas dropping checks and pay for every bitch they see. Y'all got it backwards, homie. Check the dagger. Look, they paying me. I ain't even pimping. They just like the way the dagger motor. Told you I'm a
Jedi.
Wave my hand, they hand it over. Niggas getting slower, slower. Broke, angry, never happy. Way too many little niggas born and raised without a daddy. So they join a gang, playing weed, work, carry heat. Now you a killer.
Shoot a nigga.
What he do?
Cross the street.
Sit deep, can't sleep. Niggas getting killed for nothing, but y'all never listen. If y'all did, then y'all would learn some. Consequences, repercussions, gotta choose a choice as well.
Nigga.
You can live, you can die, you can go to jail. Me, I know I'm gonna die at any time. That's how it is, so now the dagger's gonna live. Worry free, zero kids. If you got them,
your problem.
You don't want raw dog and hoes. Eating in these bitches, now she pregnant, and you know it's yours. Climb up out the pussy, bust a nut in any other place. Back ass titties, put it down her throat, on her face. But you rather leave it in, so now the dagger's gotta clap. Cause niggas getting bitches pregnant just so they can hang around. If you know you better let her, bitches do what bitches do. Thinking you the only one, she fucking other niggas too. No loyalty for anybody, everybody does it so. Glad I got my pieces, if I didn't, I would kill myself.
Tom.
Is this some kind of joke?
Tom, bitch dependency is no laughing matter. Addiction to a bitch can f*** with your friends, your health, and scary enough, even your money. It's a disease, Tom.
Wait, what was your name again?
Well, thank you for asking. My name is a pimp named Slickback.
Wait, a pimp?
Named Slickback. back. Yes, please say the whole thing, if you would. Yes, that includes the A Pimp Named part. Yes, Tom, every time.
Look, Mr. A Pimp Named Slickback.
No need for the mister.
I don't think I need any help from someone like you.
And by someone like me, you mean a pimp? A bad guy?
Huh? Look, I'm not trying to insult you. I just don't approve of what you people do to women.
Oh, so I'm wrong. So I'm messed up. Well, which one of us is the one missing a bitch, Tom? You don't see me running around looking for a bitch. I know where all my bitches are. Thank you very much. Bitch, where you at?
I'm out here getting your money.
That's what the hell I thought. Thank you, Grandma.
Hint when you hear that tag, it's the kid with the pompous swag. It's two stars in that rag when I show that flag. It's Panama, baby. Big shout to my Wopa Queen, Queen V at Bang Out Radio. I see you, lady.
West side of the West Coast, Western Avenue. Nympho the Great, West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights. Hey, Dagger, where the flips at? Flip, 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 flip. Bang Out Radio. Hey, Dagger, hook me up with Queen V. Tell her I got a Bentley.
What's cracking, y'all? West Coast Wednesday, something like Dagger, Queen, how you feeling tonight?
I'm all right. How about you?
I'm as good as I can be. Could always be better, but no complaints. We've got to keep moving forward. Got to keep pushing. Mine's all over the place, so I'm telling where the night's going to go. But we're here. We're in full effect. We missed last week, so the return has got to be good. Got to be lovely. Let's handle business as always. Shout out to the boss lady again, Topaz the Shay, because again, without her, there is no West Coast, there is no Bang Out Radio. So then there will be no West Coast Wednesday Hump Nights, no fucking Fridays, no Star Sundays, and then no Triple M Show on Mondays. So thank you, boss lady, for letting us do what we got to do and allowing us to keep a place open for independent artists all around the world. Also, speaking of independent artists, keep sending in your music. Keep sending it, because, again, without y'all, we wouldn't have anything to play. So, again, send it to dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com, or you can send it to my co-host, Queen. Queen, where can they send it to?
Send it to queenzvee1991@gmail.com. Again, that is queenzvee1991@gmail.com.
There y'all go. Make sure y'all keep doing what y'all doing and keep sending this music. And of course, last but not least, it seems like it takes time out of that day to talk about the show, to say a word about the show, to again, because without y'all doing what y'all doing, we wouldn't be popping off. Again, you gotta keep talking about the show. Tell friends, tell people you work with, because that's the only way they're gonna believe that this shit be popping over here. They're not gonna believe us, they're gonna believe y'all. All right, so there it is. We're going to get into a lot of music tonight because, like I said, we got to make up for last week, so I want to get into a lot of music. I want to set a lot of moves for people and try to keep my mouth shut as much as possible. Because if I get going, then it's not going to be a good night. We don't want that. So let's just leave it where it is, and we're going to start it off right here. West Coast Wednesday, something nice. Be right.
We started off cool. Conversation was on two. I wanna be a true, and you my true. Then we fell all in love. Angel from above. You open up your angel wings. Let me ride off my feet. My feelings just keep getting deep. Feel a heartbeat, I feel a bleed. You're all that I need. You pancake, messing up my makeup. Face you see my shame. Me my heart, I feel the pain. Now the tears replay. I make it from a pain. I love you, but I hate the game. I guess the things will never change.
You can't keep messing up my makeup.
Like you just need a good man in your life, girl. to get your hair did. Then we're off to the spa for Manny and a baby. After we're at the mall to find that perfect dress. You do all the shopping, I'll handle the rest.
And I'll show you just how it feels,
how it feels
to be sexy, grown.
Bring the crown.
Show you how it feels.
been dealt. A travesty has occurred, and I want justice. Karl Broflovski did willingly and knowingly sign a contract, and yet, as to date, he has made no effort, nor does he show any intention of ever sucking my balls. I've given him ample time to fulfill his obligation, and he has thus refused. I stand before you with dry balls, Your Honor. I've provided witnesses, collected testimonials, and still my balls remain dry. I want what I'm entitled to.
Mr. Broflovski, did you agree to orally imbibe Mr. Cartman's scrotum and testicles?
I...
Is this not your signature on the contract?
Come on, really? I mean, aren't there more important things going on right now?
From what I've been presented and the evidence put forth, the court has no choice but to order you to place Mr. Cartman's pubicle sac in your mouth and draw upon it succulently for no less than 30 seconds.
Yes.
You have 24 hours to suck.
It's Lady Cam, and you're tuned in to West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, on Bang Out Radio with Daddy Dagger and Queen V, L.A., West Coast all day. So please play that slow shit for me. Dagger, I'm ready to get my hump on. Ooh.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights. Dagger, Queen, still good?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, for sure. Remember, if y'all want to call in, 661-621-7559, as always, you can chill in the queue, or you press 1 to holler at us. But again, like I said, ain't no telling where tonight's going to go. I'm all over the place. But one thing I do want to talk about, though, that I keep finding interesting is how people keep trying to holler at each other over the Internet. Like,
I was just thinking that. Oh, my God. That's crazy.
And I don't know what's worse is the people that just, like, holler back and forth, like, on Facebook or any of those other kind of sites like that, or the actual websites that are specifically for hooking up, like the shit that they actually got commercials for, like Dingle.com or that shit you can see real late night at, like, 1, 2 a.m. and shit. I mean, that shit, I do not believe that shit when they be saying shit, like, because I be seeing the commercials. I'm talking about the ones for the commercials, the ones that try to get you to call in with the 800 number and everything. Talking about, I met her online, and the date that I thought was going to be an hour turned out to be 6 hours, and now it's a 10-year marriage. And, like, I mean, I can't do it. I can't believe that that's actually how things are. Although I do believe that a lot of shit is happening over the Internet, but, I mean, you're not going to find, I don't believe, like, true love and everything like that. Like sitting at the house over the computer, it's just not gonna happen, in my opinion. But
hold on, there's a bug.
What happened?
Huh?
Yeah, hello.
My bad. I don't know if that's me or if that's you, but my phone is breaking all the way up.
Wow. I don't know. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
But, I mean, no, I'm sorry. But, again, I just don't understand how that actually works out for people because, again, I'm talking about long-term relationships. I don't think any real long-term relationships really last over, what, a couple of weeks, months? I mean, at that, the way people are trying to get out here and meet each other. But on the downside of things, it's like, where do you actually meet people nowadays? You know, everybody's on the Internet, and even when you're out somewhere doing something and somebody's instantly talking about I'm on Twitter, you know what I mean? It's always something like I'm out here with this person or, you know, and it's amazing to me. I've been certain places and I see and the line that people are asking each other now and everything, like what's your Facebook, what's your Twitter, like nobody's like, what happened to, can I get your number? Like people don't even want to call each other no more. It's like, let me just get your Facebook. Like or look each other up and tag each other right as they're standing right there next to each other. It's like, this really was hot right down the streets. Is this where it's at?
That's so crazy because, like, I don't know if anybody else does that, but, like, I'm scared to give out my number. I don't give out my number. I feel like people are crazy nowadays. You don't ever know. So, like, the reason why if I talk to a dude, and it's like, okay, let's fill each other out first. Like, maybe if I meet you in the club or whatever, like, okay, we can talk on the Internet first, and then we can go there. Because you don't ever know. Like, people are crazy. People,
So the internet now is the feeling out process. So that's why people are doing that, because that's how they feel each other out. But again, we've already established that, you know, people can say and post up and do whatever they want to, especially on the internet. You know, but again, that's what's being used as the thing. I see why shit's all fucked up. Okay, I understand. Like, and just in my opinion, again, like I said, don't, if it's like, fuck what I'm saying. But again, you don't want to give out your number because you don't trust the dude, you don't do that or whatever, okay, that's fine. So you give out your Facebook, you give them your Twitter, you give them your Instagram, you give them whatever, so you can holler at you on there or whatever, y'all can go back and forth on there. But again, we all know how fake people are over the internet. You know how fake people's Instagrams are, how fake people's Facebooks are, how fake that shit is, and how people can really just say whatever they want to in any kind of message. So, and then when they finally fall for it over the internet, and they get around that person in real life, and it's nowhere near what they thought it was, then it's like, that's something you would have learned from jump. And then, but I understand, you know, people have your number and everything like that, I guess. But, I mean, motherfuckers know how to stalk people all over these social sites and everything, too. Motherfuckers know how to track people down, so it's not like you're really hiding either way. And people feel bold on the internet, I believe, personally, too. I know girls get the weirdest messages from dudes sometimes, probably, and motherfuckers do the craziest shit.
Yeah,
so,
I mean,
I don't know, that's
like, for me, with the internet, that's why, like, I fuck with the internet. Like, I do Facebook, I do Twitter, I do all of that stuff. It's like, yeah, that place can also put up a front for fake people, too. That's why we got shows like this, where people be on the internet posting fake pictures of other people talking about, oh, I love you, and I want to be with you and only you. And this person is somebody completely different. But like I said, at the end of the day, like, my personal, that's why I don't give out my personal information over crap like that. Like, I just rather, I'd rather us talk and get to know each other, and then we can go from there. We can talk.
But I mean, which is it? But if you're not giving out the personal information over the internet, but you're not giving it to them in person, then how do you actually talk? I'm just curious. Eventually, you give them information over the internet.
Okay, like, like, I have Skype. I use Skype and I use stuff like that over the internet.
Okay, where you can see a motherfucker. Like, hold on, leave a look at him. Like, why are you talking to him?
Right.
Okay.
That's why
I guess
one thing you can't, like, that's why I do certain things like that. I mean, the older I've gotten, the smarter I've gotten handling situations and certain things. And like I said, at the end of the day, like, you can't start just handing out your head. Because people can stalk you with your own cell phone number. Like, I feel like that's so crazy. Like, people can really stalk you with your own cell phone number. They know where you're going, where you're at. Like, oh, she made a left over here, so that means she either going to this place, or this place. Like, that's another reason why I don't mess with stuff like that. Because you don't know what people are doing and how people are. Cause you are crazy. And technology is amazing to me. So you got to figure out ways to get around crap like that.
Well, yeah, there's all kinds of ways you got to find to protect yourself in this day and age. I understand. But see, this is what I'm talking about. It's just amazing because, like I said, I'm old, but I'm not that old. But it just amazes me the shit that I've seen, at least in my lifetime. I've seen how shit has transitioned. You know, I've seen a lot of shit change. I'm living in that generation that actually saw, you know what I mean, it really go from one thing to another, like actual technology age. I remember the very first, you know, still laptops and everything, and now everybody's hollering at each other, you know, through their phones. But not on their phone, but through their phone. And everybody got a phone, and did they click, clack, you know, text. It's all kind of, it's just, and it's amazing how shit has changed so fast. And it's funny just noticing it, too, because it's on one hand, it's like things are getting easier, how people are looking at it, but at the same time, things are just getting more hectic. It just sounds hard. You know, before, he used to be like, yo, holla at a bitch or whoever, like, yo, what's up? You know what I mean? You talking to him wherever you were at. And right there you were able to kind of feel out the situation because you got out the most vital questions maybe real quick. You know what I mean? Everybody had their shit. You just had to lay down real quick. And then it's like, okay, is we chopping it up? Is we going to do something else? Or we not going to see each other again? Point blank, period. But now with this, these extra steps, but again, shit's so fucked up nowadays. And again, you got to take the extra sex, the extra time. But it's just, like I said, it's just the way how things change. And it's amazing to actually have seen it. Because I just don't know which is easier. Because, again, it's safer now, but, I mean, you have to be more – what's the word I'm looking for? You have to look out for yourself more. But it could fuck up shit because, again, everybody – there's no trust for anybody. Everybody's looking for everybody's dad. Everybody's crazy. It's all kind of shit going on right now. So, I don't know. Double-edged sword.
Yeah, if you do some of my talk, I won't go have my number. I won't. They holler at me on Facebook. Mm-mm, you can't have my number. Because people do cold people, like, for real. Like, no, they get your number, and then they start trying to call you every 5 seconds, or they want to hit you up.
But if you give them your Facebook, you give them any kind of social kind of contact or anything, then you're still giving them some kind of connection to you, no matter what it may be. So it's like, is that... So if you're not fucking with somebody, then just my thing is just don't fuck with nobody. You know, that's just how I see it. So like, why even entertain it even a little bit? Because then I feel like you're telling people, like, you know what, maybe you might be able to get my number eventually, or you keep trying. But then, and I mean, who wants to go through all this shit like that? But again, people got like 2,000 to 5,000 friends that don't know half the motherfuckers on there anyway. So, I mean, we're talking about Facebook here. But at the same time, it's just why even – entertain the situation, that somebody you saw in person that you get a kind of connection to you in case they still gonna be crazy regardless. Like I said, I don't know. I have too many questions. Like I said, it's not that. Just speculating, y'all. Y'all gotta watch yourselves out there. Be careful. You never know who's out there. Cyber world, world. Either way, I guess it's a crazy situation. World's fucked up. I'm sorry. But, oh man, we'll be right back, y'all. Queenie hanging out. Relaxing. Oh, why am I hearing the read? Is that me? I forgot what was going on with my phone. All right, y'all, we'll be right back. West Coast Wednesday, something like Dagger Queen B. LA West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio.
Have you ever had your first love that made you feel above everything else in the world? Yeah, it made you feel so loved, welcome in and warm, always kept your head up high. Think I found the one, let me tell you how I feel inside.
I get butterflies when you go by. Funny how it brightens my day. And every single time we kick it, I smile. You make everything okay. Feeling that it's feeling right.
I'm not coming back.
Yeah. bastard.
I just wanna watch you. You move like my queen. I'm king of the castle. You a trophy girl. Put you on a mantle. Put you on a game. Sex you can handle. I'ma make you prove it. Put it on your boy so good. Might lose it. I'm feeling on your booty. Practice make perfect. You've been checking me for a while. So I guess you feel I deserve it. Naked with a holster. Finer than a poster. That's what I call body heat. I pull you even closer. Get your flight gone. Tell me where you wanna go. Check my calendar, probably there my next shout. Face it, trace it, I'm that dude. Lay back, take that, it's wet. Something to hold, you something to keep. Till I die, I be gone. Ain't saying it's nothing, I'm just saying you something. Do that shake with your leg. I know when you come and look. Biting on your lip, let me know you feel me. I'ma go grind, pump or do it for the TV. Got my looks on, about to put a show on. Lights, camera, main one perform. Like fireworks, letting off every cannon. She take the lead or she let me do the damage. I'ma be shot and make your leg do the duggy. Got me focused now, I'm tunnel vision, you and money. I'm paramedic, I always wanna be aggressive. You can ride, shawty, either way for us is pleasure. You ain't gotta say a word, I know what you meanin'. I know what you mean. You naked for a reason.
Come today, no more rent I pay, a proud owner I can finally say, I
got three cribs, my car won't break down today. European engineering, top line what I'm steering. I eat the best, Roman noodles no longer request. Personal chef cook feet up cause I deserve the rest. Far as my queen, she straight, she be killing them. Designer shopping spree, Fifth Avenue the minimum. Anything she wants, she held me down when she had one. Now she want for nothing cause success has finally come in. Whole family spoiled, the love is overflowing. We made it out of poverty when no one love was showing. Now it's vacation, clear water we all way in. Island hopper, we cruising, yacht named I'm not losing. Perfect situation with little complication. Is this a good life or just my imagination? President, my mission changed the world. Starting at home with the boys and girls, improve the education with unbiased teachings that reflect the world, not just what the white thinking. New textbooks countrywide, rebuild with greed deprived. Knowledge to help the people coincide. Lower tuition, we the government pay the difference. And I, the president, provide health care for all of those living. The world, we monitor but mind our own business and neutralize any threat to our existence. And everybody got the same rights and same privilege. Corporate greed diminished, the ban on weed ended. No hunger in America, the world next. And our seniors are taken care of, so is the vet. Show love to all people, lost, we help them find a way. This would be great, but my imagination runs away. I'm proud, ride with me, should be unhappy. Hellfire looking like we did it. Frank filming and everybody recording prestigious in the building. I understand now it's not the money, it's the feeling. To be noticed, my talent standing out, we finally did it. I use my imagination to make you not forget it. Wanna give you songs, confines, splendid. Maybe it's that kind of thinking got us in position. Nominated album of the year without position. Yeah, you got more status, but my songs will make a difference. Win or no win, I still feel like kids at Christmas. No more wishes, this my reality. Wrote myself out of poverty. Recognition feels so sweet. Set my spine concrete. This Grammy now solidifies creativity. But my imagination sometimes gets the best of me.
Mean nigga in a disrespectful way. I mean it as a gentle term for ignorant motherfuckers. Anybody of any race can be an ignorant motherfucker.
I be texting my ass off. Bitches like texting. I be texting them all the time. Matter of fact, I also be texting my weed man too, because, you know, he don't like to be on the phone, so I text him.
Case in point.
This your boy, KY's the Lyrical Psycho. Self-explanatory music.
Yeah, man.
You're now tuned in to West Coast Wednesday. Hump night with the Daggers.
But when it comes down,
Banged Out Radio.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesday, Hump night. Dagger Queen, still good?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, for sure, for sure. Well, man, next thing I want to talk about real quick, which is actually pretty interesting. It's not actually interesting because, again, I don't get involved in that much pop culture shit and, you know, the mainstream stuff and everything. Normally I don't care, but a lot of times you can't even really hide from it because it just be everywhere on everything. So let me start off by saying Stevie J is the motherfucking man right now. Like, Stevie J, love, what was that? Stevie J, loving hip hop. He's the motherfucking man right now. And let me explain why. And I don't even gotta explain that much. Again, I know a lot of y'all already know what's going on. Already, he gave a ring to one girl, and then gave a ring. Wait, no, he took a ring from one girl because she proposed to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then gave a ring to his other girl that, like, and a couple of things here, It's just real interesting because you got to be a certain type of nigga to be able to get away with this type of shit. I don't know what he's doing, and the money is a big, big factor in that. Because don't get me wrong, there are regular niggas out there doing what this nigga. There are regular niggas out there doing what this nigga's doing. Like, it's not like it hasn't been done before. I've been in this situation before, too, so it's not like it's anything different. But when you got money, when you're actually, like, worth some dollars, you know what I mean, and everything like that, and it's a little harder for females to walk away from that type of shit. As much as they be trying to blow it up or woo-woo for everything like that, it's kind of hard to walk away from money, and it's understandable. You know, though, it's okay. But let's be honest, and let's be real, because If that nigga was just a regular nigga, wouldn't Jocelyn nor Meanie or whoever that bitch's name is would be dealing with this shit. Now, again, the only reason I'm even bringing this up, because it's even more funny, I don't know how many people heard about this, but supposedly Stevie J done got some other bitch pregnant that ain't even, you know, on anybody's radar, that ain't even on the show or nothing. He done got some other bitch pregnant that ain't even a star of. You know what I mean? She ain't even in the mix. So, and what we were talking about is we were just talking about social networks and shit. Now, this is how you get outed. He got outed on Instagram and everything like that. And it just shows you how trifling some bitches can be. Because not even the bitch he was fucking or supposedly got pregnant was the one that snitched on him. It was the ex-girl friend of the girl that he got pregnant or whatever. So her and her friend weren't being friends no more. She told her friend some shit. Now they not fucking with each other, and she went all on her Instagram and everything or whatever. Oh, she pregnant by him and did it this that, posting her pictures of how he liked like 4 or 5, 10 of her pictures and shit, and talking about, oh, you changed your number now and don't be playing with my seed and everything like that. I'm like, oh, nigga, you just outed your whole, like, I don't but it's like, nigga, You Stevie J, you should know that motherfuckers are always watching. This is the type of shit I be talking about. When you are on that type of caliber of shit, you can't get away with the type of dirt that just regular niggas can get away with, because everybody's already looking at you, and everybody's looking for a reason to fuck with you. So it's like, I don't, but the fact that, like I said, he getting outed by his new baby mama's former friend, who just, like, fuck that bitch and fuck y'all whole secrets and everything like that. I'm just going to start to see how trifling bitches can be. Trifling. Like, but again, he shouldn't have been doing what he was doing. But again, he's fucking Stevie J. You know what I mean? He's Stevie J. Certain niggas can do what the fuck they want to. And he's proven he's proving, he's still proving this shit, that certain niggas can do whatever the fuck they want to, and there's going to be people that stick around for that shit. As mad as they want to get, as many tantrums as they want to throw, as bad as they want to look, as bad, you know, as much as they want to try to flip out on TV and shit like that, them same bitches is all around. Like, especially, and I don't even see what the big deal is with Jocelyn personally. Jocelyn, I don't get her personally. That's just me. I don't even see what the big hoopla is about her, period. But again, but these bitches are sticking around. And now, like I said, the whole thing is now he got some new bitch pregnant, what else? And he's leaving comments on bitches' things talking about, you looked real good at the club the other night, baby, you know. And this, yeah, your music is real good, but I can make you a star. That's the same shit he says on the show, isn't it? Ain't that the same shit he gives? That's his line, right? Like, I can make you a star.
Well, he was still buzzing this year. But that's what I'm saying. Like, but to me, that's what I'm saying. Where at society, that's where females be getting the game fucked up at. Like, I personally, okay, yeah, money does help and all that other stuff. But at the end of the day, money ain't gonna help my self respect. Like, you out here just doing whatever, and these dumb bitches is just following behind you because you got all the money and, oh, I love you and I don't want you to just go away from me. Like, no, you got me messed up. It's everybody's watching. So it's like, if I'm not gonna take that crap from the basic guy, why would I take that crap from somebody who got money? Like, I don't care how much money you got. Like, that's not me. Like, you feel me? I put up with a lot just fucking with the nigga down the street. You feel me? Let alone now, like, yeah, I'm gonna stick around because I love you for who you are, and yeah, the money's gonna help too. But I mean, after so long, I'm just gonna be like, oh no, I can't do this. Like, deuces, nigga, I'm out of here. I can't fuck with it.
I mean, it's a few things with that too, because it's just funny because, again, these are the role models as well. These are what people are looking out for. I mean, love and hip hop is hot. You know what I mean? This is what bitches tune in to go see what's going to happen next and be like, ooh, and this, that. Like, this is what people are looking up to, in a sense. Like, and they're saying that it's okay. Like, it's okay to do that. Now, on the other hand, it's like, but again, like, I understand that that's good. But again, a lot of these ladies are trading in their morals and trading in all that shit for money. Like I'm saying, fuck all that shit. Get money, get this, get that. Nothing else matters but money. That's what they're giving off. That's what they're showing the people, and that's what people are getting. So that's what's fucked up. But also, but like I said, my man Stevie J, and even, again, ladies, I mean, when a nigga could be like, you know what, I'm sorry, and on top of that, like, just give you keys to a Lexus or something like that, just straight up, like, you know, it's hard to be like, you know what, I don't want that Lexus key, you know what I mean? Like, and there's women that have done it. Like, I mean, Tiger Woods' wife did it. I don't know if she divorced him or whatever, but I know Kobe got that $9 million ring. She wasn't walking away from that. There's a lot of women that, you know, niggas with money give that $1 million apology or a couple $1 million apology and everything's all good. It's hard to walk away from that. And even if you have feelings involved in that, that makes it even harder. Because, I mean, say these girls really do love Stevie J, if they really do love him and this, that, and everything. I mean, so what? That's what I mean at this point, because I've seen some of the shows. I've seen some of them, and it's like the biggest fuck you. Like, the biggest fuck you directly to their face at the same time. And it's like, well, he's just him. That's just how he does. And it's like, I'm not going to fuck with him, but I'm fucking with him. Like, this is the shit that, this stupidity don't make sense.
They be out here trying to get it for themselves, too. Like, okay, you bust the whole situation with Kobe and his wife. Okay, like, I had this discussion when it all hit the fan with that, too. Like, okay, with them, Vanessa, I felt like Vanessa was out here trying to get it for her own. She got married at a young age, totally fucked up, and she was like, nope, nigga, after 10 years, I can take half everything you got, so I'm finna hold on for this 10 years, and I'm finna take it off. You feel me? Like, females really think like that. Like, let's not get it twisted. There are females out here who do crap like that. Now, mind you, it's dudes out here like CBJ who won't take cake. And let me not say that. Who wants the best of both worlds? how you go to the parent and dog the baby mama out? And I mean, dogging her out on TV.
But he's not even. But he's not dogging it. I saw that exactly what you're saying.
I want more you because I want you too. So I'm gonna get both of y'all a ring and we all gonna live ever after.
Yeah, exactly. We all gonna live.
No.
Hugh Hefner can do it. Why can't CDJ do it? CDJ trying to do the Hugh Hefner thing. And these bitches, they might as well. That's what I'm saying. I've seen some of the episodes. These same bitches be like, well, I know about her. I don't care about her, whatever, this, that. You know what I mean? And it's okay. So that's how it is. Because I remember specifically, I don't even think I saw the episode, but I saw the commercial when what was it? I think, like I said, it was after Jocelyn gave him the ring. And then they were at some chapel or whatever, and he had Mimi come, and then in front of Jocelyn gave the other girl the ring, like right in her face. I mean, that's some player shit right there. He's not lying about nothing. He's keeping it all out there in front of the cameras, in front of the whole world or whatever. So, like I said, I can't knock the nigga. Mad as I want to be for what he's doing, but he ain't hiding shit. Unless what he was trying to hide right here about this baby. I mean, this is what he was hiding. But at least from what I see, he's like the ultimate asshole. He's like with money on top of that. Like money allows people to be exactly the people that they want to be. Some people, trust me. It allows them to be exactly the motherfuckers that they want to be. And this nigga right here is the ultimate, like, I don't even know what to call him. He's even more than a player. But I mean, he just the fact that he just don't give a fuck, and obviously nobody else around him gives a fuck. But everything's okay. It's everybody gets mad about it. Everybody posts up their little Twitters, who this, that. Even got me talking about it or whatever. But again, keep in mind, I don't give a fuck, but I'm speaking on it because I figure some of y'all out there might actually give a fuck about this. But it's like, why do you give a fuck? That's my question. Because you don't need to go to this nigga to see a nigga trying to play two bitches at the same time. What is it? I don't understand. But why this is what's important.
You know,
this is what's
happening. Mondays, and I watch it because just like everybody watch the crap on the internet when motherfuckers be out there trying to date each other. Like I sit in front of my TV every week because I feel like why not watch the ratchetness that the world is coming to. Like if you gonna put it on TV, I'ma watch it. Like and I'ma laugh at you and I'm gonna go ahead about my life. Like that's how I feel about it. I literally run around my house every Monday and be like, Ratchet Mondays is on, whoop whoop, let's For real. That's exactly what I call it, because it's just, because that's exactly what it is. It's a bunch of mess. So if you're going to be look, sit on TV and show a mess, it's entertainment. So I'm going to watch it. And then, it's over, I'm not going to hear it no more. I'm going to continue moving on with my life. But I just think it's funny. I really do. I think it's funny. I sit back and I laugh at it, and I be like, you a stupid girl, because you shouldn't be doing it.
I guess that's exactly what it is. It just amazingly entertains you. But it's cool, I guess. Like I said, that's what entertains girls and everything now. That's what's hot. Because like I said, I watch all the dead people stuff. I watch the killer bitches and deadly women and what's the other shit I be watching on ID? Killer couples and shit. I be watching all that other shit, I guess. So I mean, whatever entertains people, but I just, man, because I get enough of that drama in real life, so I don't need to, you know what I mean, I guess for me, I don't need to see it on TV where it's all even still glorified, because it's always a lot worse than what people put on TV, too. Just what's on there, that's the shit that they have to dumb down. You know, there's going to come a time probably or somewhere, even if it's out there now, those, the shit you can never see on TV, shit we can never show, you know, there might be those DVDs that have come out from Love and Hip Hop, the super behind the scenes shit you can never see. And I guess. Whatever works for y'all. But like I said, Steve J is a motherfucking man. I'm just going to say that right now. Like, that nigga's the poster boy for the most fucked up shit you can do to people and have them accept it like it's okay. And then people laugh at it on top. We all laughing at it. Laughing at these people. But, yeah, it is what it is. West Coast Wednesday's Hub Nights. We'll be back, y'all.
Thank you.
got some things to show you. Boy, I'm about to blow your mind. Never felt like this before. Got you screaming, give me more. You in front of me, it's all I see. And I can't take no more.
I'm gonna put it on, put it on, put it on.
I'm gonna put it on,
put it on, put it on.
I'ma show you better than don't say that I ain't want you. All that you want, all you need, everything that you desire. Boy, I'm guaranteed to fulfill your dreams. Let's set this place on fire. Waiting on this for some time to show you how I feel inside. Boy, I got a lot to show you. Lay down and enjoy the ride. Never felt like this before. Feeling like you want some more. Me on top of you, starting on the
just be fucked. Drugging all night with drink left in our cup. Minutes turn hours, hours turn days. You may need a break, but still time to say.
In the morning, try not to think about you. Yeah. I hit you like what you say. In the morning, when I wanna
in a bedroom, fire that ass up, flame on. I got you like, ooh. you, baby daddy don't see.
But I'm playing no game flow. See your last man for tempo. My jig game, new Range Rover. So come on and touch me out. I'll be your drive instructor. I'll take it over then speed it up. You better make me burn all my rubbers. Especially when you be all in my ear saying you want it all. Kissing the hugger, licking the touching, girl, you know I love to hear yo. I love to hear yo.
Yo, what's good, man? It's your boy, Trial Mackey. You're tuned in to the West Coast Wednesdays Hump Nights on Bang Out Radio with the Dagger and Queen V.
Dagger.
Oh, it was me. That's my fault. My bad. I should have been knocking on you. My bad, y'all. But we do got cut a little early to not clean. So, again, let people know where they can find you at. Let people know where they can holler at you. Send your music to all that good stuff real quick.
Shout out to everybody listening, tuning in to Bang Out Radio. I appreciate you guys. You guys can follow me on Twitter at Cali Queen V. Again, it is Cali Queen V, V-E-E. Yeah, you guys can also find me on Facebook/ColeyBaby, ColeyBaby. All independent artists, you guys can send me your music at queenvvee1991@gmail.com. Again, that is queenbee1991@gmail.com. Yeah,
y'all talk to me. I'll talk back. There you go. Y'all know it's a day. LA West Coast all day. Bang out radio. West Coast Wednesday, top notch. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Keep sending in your music, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. We'll find a place for it in rotation. Make sure you keep up on all the shows. Like I said, every Wednesday, West Coast Wednesday, top notch. Dagger, Queen, 9 to 11. Fuck You Fridays, every Friday, 6 to 8. Slap Sundays are Sunday, 7 to 9, and then the Triple M Show on Monday, 7 to 9. All West Coast time, so make sure you tune in. Make sure you support the shows. Make sure you support each other. Make sure you support that realness. Make sure you support that reality radio, because that's what we got here at Bang Out Radio, all right? So, again, see y'all next week. See y'all Friday. See y'all every time we got a show. The Dagger, we out, and we're going to ride out like this. See y'all next week.
Yeah, girl. You make a nigga want to sing right about now.
Are you with it, girl? Cause that's what I need.
Yeah,
that's what I need. A with it, girl, that knows how to please.
Gotta know.
But how if you ain't with it, girl, then you can be on your way. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Gotta
go. But if you're with it, girl, then come on, let's play. Let's play.
When I'm alone in my zone, I think about when I'm on. All the precious lessons, sessions of getting some dome. All the girls that I had, all the lives that I touched. All the late night tassels and all the big booty sluts. I sit back and I laugh, proceed to smoking some weed. I visualize the one, the witty girl that I need. If she with it, I did it. If I did it, she with it. If she got it, I get it. She like the way that I spit it. She's shy and timid, but with whatever I say. And if I get her alone, we gon' for more than a day. If she like it, I love it. Then I shove it inside. Then I ask her, whose is it? And she tell me it's mine. She be rubbing my back and she be rolling my weed. She be making me food and I be making her scream. Light skin thick with hips and long hair. I need a witty girl with her dub in the air.
Are you with it, girl? Cause that's what I need. I need a witty girl that knows how to please.
She got to know.
If you ain't with me, girl, then you can be on your way. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Go.
Yeah,
yeah.
If you're with me, girl, then come on, let's play.
Like Lionel Richie, but your pussy be calling me, like come and get me. That outfit you in got me thinking, how can I set some trends? Fit you in, bend a corner, get a room and get it in. What's love got to do with it? We grown folks. It's a drink, cush the blow. We stay on. She said she wanna make love to a Scorpio, no Romeo. Fuck her like we belong in a hardcore porno. Gutter, not get on stilettos, rocking dresses better than them top models. Deep throat and father's bitches a goddess. Serious rider, Mac and Rod Theory the answer. Kush and Molly straight with Cardi, little mama, what's happening? You in the presence of a full-blown grinder. Body on point, but she shy for a cider. Even though she from the birds, I'm in the hood with the trifling. Swears don't have a chance, she was turned off by a rider.
Are you with it, girl? Cause that's what I need.
That's what I need.
I need a with it, girl. You gotta know,
but
if you
ain't
with it, girl, then you can be on your way.
Playing, show me what that pussy about. I lick it, stick it, rub it, dip it, make it drip and stretch it out. Rookie, no, that isn't me. I'm 4DB. I aim to please. I hope your hair is really yours and not pulling out your weed. So make sure it's so
tight,
like I want them pussy walks. So when I'm
way up in it,
pussy flowing like Niagara Falls, sucking dick and licking balls. When I call, she always has a 4DB. Takes his time, but fuck them hard and faster. If we fucking on a boat, then girl, you call me Captain Stab and fuck her mouth like it's a pussy. See, witty girls be ghetto gagging, booty clapping.
Damn, it's cracking.
It's what we do. See, witty girls be fucking girls.
Girls be fucking,
they
witty.
They pussy shade their very trim. I love it when they body smooth. Looking good and smelling right. I'll eat it, girl. I like the drool. Maybe do some crazy shit like busting none and leaving it. But it's in a her mouth, her ass, no way she's getting pregnant then.
Girl, cause that's what I need. I need a wedding girl that knows how to please.
Well,
if you a wedding girl, then you can be on your way.
You gotta go, you gotta get the hell.
If you a wedding girl, then come on, let's play.
Come on,
let's play.
Yo, this is Summer Azul, and you are now tuned into West Coast Wednesdays with my homeboy, The Dagger, right here on Bang Out Radio, where we still keep it 100.